When the political structures of the Western Roman Empire collapsed during the 5th century, the Mediterranean did not suddenly cease to be a Roman sea. Its harbors, shipping routes, coastal cities, and commercial habits have been shaped by centuries of imperial rule, and merchants continue to move grain, wine, oil, timber, metals, ceramics, slaves, and luxury goods across waters that had once been guarded by Roman fleets. Yet the authority that had protected those routes was no longer unified. Naval patrols weakened, tax systems fragmented, garrisons disappeared from vulnerable coasts, and regional rulers struggled to defend territories that were constantly changing hands. In this unsettled environment, piracy re-emerged not as a single organized force but as a shifting spectrum of raiding, smuggling, private warfare, and maritime predation. Some sea raiders were independent bands searching for plunder, while others served kings, governors, warlords, or coastal communities. The distinction between pirate, soldier, merchant, and naval auxiliary became increasingly uncertain. A vessel that carried legitimate cargo during one voyage might participate in a raid during the next, and a captain condemned as a pirate by one ruler might be rewarded as an ally by another. The fall of Rome, therefore, did not create piracy from nothing. Instead, it removed many of the institutions that had restrained it and transformed the sea into a contested frontier where power belonged increasingly to those capable of building ships, commanding armed crews, and striking faster than local authorities could respond. Under the empire, Roman naval strength had never been as celebrated as its legions, but it had played an essential role in preserving maritime order. Permanent fleets based at Misenum, Ravenna, and other strategic stations monitored shipping lanes, transported troops, and discouraged large-scale piracy. Roman domination did not eliminate all sea robbery, yet it made sustained pirate activity difficult by maintaining ports, watch stations, legal courts, and military networks across an enormous coastal system. When imperial administration fractured in the West, those networks weakened unevenly. Some ports retained walls, customs officials, and local defense forces, while others declined rapidly as trade diminished or political violence drove inhabitants inland. The deterioration was especially serious in regions where rival kingdoms competed for control of the same coastline. A merchant crossing the Western Mediterranean in the late 5th century could pass through waters claimed by Vandals, Visigoths, Ostrogoths, local Roman commanders, and the Eastern Roman Empire, all of whom possessed different laws, enemies, and commercial interests. Because no single authority could guarantee safe passage, maritime security became local rather than imperial. Shipowners relied on armed escorts, negotiated protection with rulers, sailed in groups, or avoided dangerous routes entirely. Such precautions increased the cost of trade and encouraged opportunistic raiding. Where commerce remained profitable but naval protection weakened, piracy found ideal conditions in which to expand. The most powerful maritime force to emerge from the Western imperial crisis was the Vandal Kingdom, established in North Africa after the Vandals crossed from Spain in 429 under King Gaiseric. Their conquest of Carthage in 439 transformed the political balance of the Mediterranean. Carthage possessed one of the finest harbors in the Western Sea, along with shipyards, skilled sailors, warehouses, and access to the agricultural wealth of North Africa. From this base, Gaiseric built a fleet capable of challenging both Western and Eastern Roman power. Roman writers frequently portrayed Vandal seaborne operations as piracy, and from the imperial perspective the term seemed justified. Vandal fleets raided Sicily, Sardinia, Corsica, the Balearic Islands, Italy, and the Greek coast, carrying away treasure, captives, and supplies. Yet these attacks were not simply random acts of maritime theft. They were instruments of state policy conducted by a kingdom seeking wealth, strategic influence, and recognition.